State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
An interesting pitching matchup tonight here at Eastwood Field. It's actually two former Virginia Tech left-handers, although Jeremy Neff, starting for the Spikes in the bottom of the first inning, finished his career at Virginia Tech. Grant Umberger pitched for three seasons with the Hokies before transferring to Toledo for his final collegiate season this past spring with the Rockets in the spring. He went 5-5. With a 3.81 ERA, made 15 starts. That was all of his appearances for the year. A total of 75 and two-thirds innings. He allowed 70 hits, 36 runs, 32 of them earned. Posted 80 strikeouts in 75 and two-thirds innings to 34 walks. He did hit 14 batters with Virginia Tech. A combined total of 39 innings pitched. He recorded 58 strikeouts for the Hokies to 32 walks. He also pitched on two different occasions for Newport in the New England Collegiate League in 2021 and 2023. 6'4", 230 pounds. He is out of Chester Springs, Pennsylvania, 22 years of age. And he will have Austin Roccaforte, Cooper Haxton, Grant Norris up against him to start for the Spikes in the first. Austin Ball, Cam Buford, Knox Preston, the 4-5-6 hitters, Will Jewell, Kyle Russell, and Josh Spiegel rounding out the batting order. Roccaforte came into the game about midway through, entered in the bottom of the fifth inning defensively, and went 2-for-2 at the plate. He scored a run. He went 1-for-2 in stolen base attempts. He is hitting .333 to start his tenure with the Spikes with two steals, and the first pitch tonight at 7:05 is a strike on the outer edge. Brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet. We'll talk about them shortly. The 0-1, that is a strike over the outside corner once again. 0-2 to the lefty Rocaforte. A pair of left-handed hitters at the top of the order. Cooper Hext likewise. Then Austin Ball, the lefty, in the fourth spot. Will Jewell, a left-handed hitter, down in the seventh spot as well. 0-2 fastball misses low. And the count now 1-2. Rocaforte wearing the navy blue jersey of the Spikes tonight. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. Gold numerals outlined in red on the lower right and on the back of the jersey. And the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball sails high. 2-2 the count. Scrappers wearing white jerseys tonight. Maroon numerals on the back. And the pitch. That is fouled back to the screen. 2-2 the count. Actually, I should say navy blue numerals outlined in red. Scrapper's word mark across the front. Blue numerals outlined in red on the lower left of that jersey as well, and the white pants and the 2-2. Foul back to the screen, and Austin Rocaforte, who fell behind 0-2 in the first two pitches of the at-bat, will now see pitch number 7 with a 2-2 count. Doing what a good leadoff hitter should. Enabling his teammates to see a lot of different pitches from the starter. And Umberger delivers. Fastball just low. And the count is full. Our umpires tonight, Sean Hoverston behind the plate. Donald O'Brien is at first base. Todd O'Dell is at third. Jason Schneider was the third base umpire last night. Not in tonight's game, as this one lifted in the air down the right field line, ranging toward the line, making the catch just before crossing the stripe is Draylen Holmes, the right fielder, one away in the top of the first. But a battle from Austin Rocaforte. And our first pitch tonight, actually, it's 7:04. It's brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in St. College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Looking at some different clocks here, I suppose, in Niles between booths. Cooper Hext stands in the left-handed box, and the pitch upstairs for a ball. Hext out of McNeese State University, DeQuincy, Louisiana native. 6'2", 185 pounds. He is 22 years of age. And the 1-0 swung on, lifted to left center field, racing over Williams, can't get to it. It drops, and here going for second is Hext. The throw to second is cut off. And even though Cooper Hext stumbled a bit, rounding first base, he's still able to make it to second with ease. A one-out double here in the first inning. That is his first extra base hit of the season, his first hit of the season for the Spikes. Now 1-for-6 at the plate, already with a steal to his credit this year as well. And Tim Battle Jr., the Spikes manager, retrieves the equipment, hands it off to athletic trainer Ashley McEwen. Tim at third base, Jared Brown, Spikes pitching coach, at first. Here's Grant Norris now, the Penn State product. First pitch to him is fouled away at the plate. Changeup that time to start it off, 0-1. Lefty on the mound, righty at the dish. Norris, 2-for-3 in the opening game of the second half on Thursday. 0-for-4 last night. Does have an RBI and a run scored to his credit. And the 0-1. Fades in for a strike. Curveball at 79 over the outer edge. It's 0-2. Very little wind tonight, officially at game time. 7 miles an hour in from left field, but that has come down quickly. And the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Chase the fastball outside. That's the first strikeout for Grant Umberger. And there's two down here on the top of the first inning in a scoreless game. But Austin Ball can change it in a hurry. Ball went 3-for-5 in the opener on Thursday. All three hits for extra bases. Two doubles and a home run on his very first swing as a Spike in the second inning of that game. He knocked in a total of 3 runs, a solo homer combined with a 2-run double in the ninth inning. Scored a pair as well last night, though. 0-for-3 with a walk. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Went after the slider, and it's 0-1. Again, the lights are not on to start tonight here at Eastwood Field, but not needed. A sun-splashed field, the only shadows coming from the light standards. And the 0-1 pitch swung on and missed, went after the slider again. Wisps of clouds beyond the tree line and left, but otherwise nothing but blue skies. Hex leads off second, 0-2 the count to ball. Umberger in a lefty-lefty matchup delivers. Breaking ball out of the zone. Austin lays off. One ball, two strikes. Austin Ball from Shippensburg University most recently. A native of Palmyra, Pennsylvania. And Ball had a good year for the Raiders this spring. A .363 batting average, .479 on base percentage. 9 dingers, 39 RBIs in 48 games. Pitches low for ball two. He actually played for the Johnstown Millrats in the Prospect League last summer. Hit .376 down there, .496 on base percentage. Started his collegiate career at Middle Tennessee State. And the 2-2, a breaking ball called strike three over the outer half. The inning is over. No runs, a hit, the double by Hex, but a runner left. One half inning gone, no score here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Jeremy Neff, left-hander out of West Palm Beach, Florida, who pitched four seasons at Richmond before finishing his collegiate career at Virginia Tech this past spring, gets his first appearance for the Spikes here in a starting role. Jake Allgaier, Blake McRae, Zach Ketterman will be due up to face him at the start of this game. Trey Dirksen, Chengyun Lee, and Isaac Williams in the 4-5-6 spots. Jake Sukata, Drew Holderbach, and Draylen Holmes rounding out the order for the Scrappers. For the Hokies this past spring, Neff, a 1-1 record, a 7.04 ERA, 14 appearances, 6 of them starts, 30 and 2/3 total innings. He allowed 44 hits, 24 runs all earned, 27 strikeouts to 16 walks. But he did record an outstanding 2022 season for the Spiders of Richmond with 87 strikeouts to 49 walks over 78 and a third innings. He has also played for the Traverse City in the Northwoods League on two separate occasions. And his first pitch as a Spike is a 91-mile-an-hour fastball for a strike. Lower portion of the zone to Jake Allgaier, the switch-hitting shortstop who is now batting as a righty. It's been a rare occasion for him in this series. That pitch down and in, but it nicked the corner for a strike. Changeup from Neff, and it's 0-2. Allgaier went 2-for-4 with a pair of RBIs in the opener. Elevated to the leadoff spot last night, went 1-for-2 with a pair of walks. 0-2 count, pitch. Fastball high and away, Allgaier does not chase. Spikes have Josh Spiegel doing the catching tonight. Talked with Josh before the game on Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health, about establishing a rapport with pitchers you haven't met. He said he's been doing it his whole life, even in travel ball. You have to get together quickly with pitchers you haven't met before that might be from out of the area or from nearby, but you establish that very quickly. And you know, catching here, he's doing the same things he's been doing as a catcher at Oklahoma State, at Penn State, at Pitt, and all throughout his life. 2-2 pitch, bounced foul, third base side, past Mike DeFelice, the Mahoning Valley hitting coach, manning third base. Quentin Holmes over at first base. Two balls and two strikes to Allgaier with the sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Austin Ball is at first base. Kyle Russell at second. Grant Norris at short. Cam Buford at third for the Spikes. And the 2-2 fastball down and in. Ball three. Outfield for State College. Will Jewell in left. Austin Rocaforte in center. And Cooper Hext in right. Payoff pitch. Fastball low for ball four. Allgaier draws the walk, his third in the last two games, his fourth of this series. And with a runner on first, here's Blake McCray, the left fielder, went 1-for-3 and scored a run last night, actually laid down a sacrifice bunt, hitting .429 over his first two games, a pair of RBIs. One on a bases-loaded walk on Thursday. And the first pitch to McCray fouled back to the screen. Not bunting here. 0-1 the count. That might have stung Josh Spiegel on its way back to the net. But Allgaier is 1-for-1 in steal attempts as a member of the Scrappers. He stole a base last night. It was actually a close play at third base, but went in the Scrappers' favor. Several calls last night went in the Scrappers' favor at third. Down and in for ball one. Put a little cut in the fastball that time, but did not find the plate. One ball and one strike. Out of the stretch, Neff, the lefty, delivers. That's popped up foul, first base side, 1-2. Again, movie night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park coming up. Showtime in 43 minutes from now, so refreshments available for purchase on the concourse. The ballpark gates are open, so be sure to get there early. Seating is on a first-come, first-served basis. 1-2. Down and in, ball two. And Barbie will be the movie playing tonight. Underneath the skies, framed up by Mount Nittany in the distance. 2-2. Called. Strike three. Fastball on the outer edge. First strikeout for Jeremy Neff is a Spike, and it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. One down, and here is Zach Ketterman, left-handed hitting second baseman. Ketterman did not play in last night's game, and he swings the first pitch for a strike. Breaking ball from Neff that time. Ketterman was 1-for-4 in the opener with a pair of walks and two runs batted in. Another lefty-lefty matchup here. There goes Allgaier. The pitch lifted in the air right field, though. Underneath it is Hext. Allgaier's going to have to get back quickly. The catch is made. The throw to first in time to double him off. And Jake Allgaier with a base-running mistake. The Spikes take advantage. Strong throw from Hext. 9-3, the put-out to finish off the double play. Nothing across for the Scrappers in the first. We go to the second. No score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's 4 a.m., Monday. and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
No score as we go to the second inning. Cam Buford, Knox, Preston, Will Jewell do up. Here at Eastwood Field tonight for this third game of a four-game series. Tomorrow, it's a 2:05 p.m. matinee to finish off the set. And the Spikes, by the way, did get a supplement to the pitching staff, and it's another familiar face and familiar name to Happy Valley baseball fans. Mentioned it talking with Josh Spiegel at the outset tonight. David Lee, the right-hander who was in the Penn State bullpen this year, after 4 years as a two-way player at California University of Pennsylvania, will be joining the Spikes for the second half of the MLB Draft League season. The first pitch to Cam Buford outside for a ball. Buford rejoining the Spikes last night, went 1-for-4 with a stolen base, scored a run as well, takes a strike. Fastball around the knees, 1-1 the count. Umberger going strictly from the stretch here in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2 chased after the break, changeup low, rather. Umberger leaning in for the sign. Starting pitchers going strictly from the stretch. Actually not without precedent as a bouncer goes foul third base side. You don't often see it in the big leagues, but Pete Vukovich won a Cy Young Award in 1982. Pitching only from the stretch, regardless of if there were runners on base for the Milwaukee Brewers. Of course, Vukovich, graduate of Clarion University, went on to play Clu Haywood in the Major League movie. Bouncer on to short, taken by Jake Allgaier, throw to first in time, and Buford retired for the first out. One gone, and here is Knox Preston, who was the catcher last night. Knox serving as the DH tonight. He went 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI single as part of the Spikes rally in the ninth. He also went 1-for-2 on Thursday, getting a chance to hit as a DH late in the ball game. So hitting .500 so far, 3-for-6 at the plate. With that RBI, stands in the right-handed box, and the St. Louis University product takes a strike. Breaking ball, curveball over the outside corner. 0-1 to Preston. Righty to be followed by the lefty Will Jewell at the plate. And it would be Kyle Russell and Josh Spiegel rounding out the order before heading back to Austin Rocaforte at the top, whether here in the second or down the line. Pitch outside for a ball. Changeup missed. One ball and one strike. Umberger gets the sign from Dirksen. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Curveball dipped out of the zone that time, and it's 1-2. That might more properly be characterized as a slider. A lot of times when you see here the pitch coding in the game day program, the arsenals of these pitchers are still being learned by some of the data folks around the MLB Draft League. So they're relying a lot on what the TrackMan data provides and what pitch type it is most like. That's a fastball, and it missed outside. 2-2. 93 miles an hour. Not a whole lot to that as the 2-2, a foul tip into the mid, strike three. Another fastball from Umberger. It's his third strikeout of the night. Two down here in the top of the second, and here is Will Jewell, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Jewell, 2-for-7 at the plate so far. He doubled on Thursday night. 286 the batting average. Did draw a walk last night as well. Was hit by a pitch back on Thursday. Does have a stolen base to his credit out of Houston Christian University. And the pitcher called strike. Fastball in the inside corner, 0-1. No score here on the top of the second. Wind now blowing the flags in the direction of the right field foul pole as they sit in right center. The 0-1 fastball, strike called on the outer half. 0-2 the count. Lefty on lefty here. Kyle Russell waiting on deck. If Jewell can extend the inning, the 0-2, and that is a liner snared by Lee. First baseman going to an E. Chen Young Lee gloves it down. The inning is over. Spikes go down in order in the second. We go to the bottom half. No score on the Spikes Radio Network presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the bottom of the second inning, a Taylor Swift tribute on hand here. Miss Americana at Eastwood Field tonight. Trey Dirksen, Chang-Yun Lee, and Isaac Williams, the 4-5-6 hitters, due up for the Scrappers here in the second against Jeremy Neff, the left-hander out of Virginia Tech. Dirksen went 0-for-5, did reach on an error, did knock in two runs as well, an RBI ground out and a sacrifice fly on Thursday night. Did not play yesterday as he steps into the right-handed batter's box. And Neff also going strictly from the stretch, delivers. Fastball upstairs, ball one. Dirksen out of Spicer, Minnesota, Augustana University, out in South Dakota, Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. And this pitch is sliced down the right center field gap, and on for it, the right fielder Hext runs it down. And there's one away after Hext was able to double off Jake Allgaier with a throw to first in the first inning. Seems pumped up out there and right. Here's Chang-Yun Lee now, who delivered his first home run as a Mahoning Valley Scrapper last night in a 2-for-4 performance. The home run was a solo shot. He knocked in two runs, scored two as well yesterday. He was 0-for-3 in the second half openers. That pitch down and in. Coming to Mahoning Valley from the Samsung Lions of the Korean Baseball Organization, the KBO. KBO representatives took the time to speak with Spikes coaches before the game. They're looking to learn as much as they can, I think, about the MLB Draft League and really establish maybe a way to bring players from the States back to the KBO, but also maybe have players who are looking for experience, maybe not yet ready for the top level of the KBO, but maybe on the reserve squad, maybe able to get that experience here in the States, become more prominent, get signed by American MLB teams. Pitch outside for a ball, 3-0. To Lee as Neff sets, delivers. That's a strike. Fastball in the heart of the plate. 330 feet down the lines here, 375 to the gaps, 405 to center field, and the pitch upstairs, ball four. So Neff with his second walk. There's only been one hit in the game so far. Cooper Hext with a double in the first inning. But he was stranded there as he will take off his various pads, elbow, forearm, shin pad, and hand them off to the Mahoning Valley bat boy. Now Isaac Williams, the batter, the center fielder, elevated in the order tonight. He was the DH and batted ninth yesterday, went 0 for 4, but he was 2 for 4 with a double, knocked in two runs and scored three on Thursday. And a liner into center field, a base hit. Up to second goes Lee. He'll hold there. Rocaforte quickly returns the ball to the infield, but Isaac Williams has the first Mahoning Valley hit of the game, 106 miles an hour off the bat. I think that's the hardest hit ball so far in the second half here in this series, at least. Don't know if it's true across the league. By the way, action across the rest of the MLB Draft League on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. It's all Frederick right now in Williamsport. The Keys with a big win last night, now up 7-0 on the first half champion Crosscutters, bottom of the second. Meanwhile, Trenton up 3-0 on West Virginia, top of the fifth at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. First pitch to Jake Sukata, and it is Sukata out of the University of Hawaii. Takes a ball low. Left-handed hitter out of Aiea, Hawaii. Sukata did not play in the opener on Thursday. Last night, though, 1-for-2 with a stolen base and a pair of walks, and he takes a strike. Fastball in the inside corner, 1-1. First and second, one gone. Bottom of the second, no score here. Each side with a hit. Neff comes set. A look to second. The lefty deals homeward. Fastball and a strike on the inner half, 88 miles an hour. One ball, two strikes. Spike's outfielders come up just a tad here in left and center. Neff now looks at Lee leading off second, the 1-2, and that is chopped foul at the plate. We'll do it again on 1-2. Really, lopsided games have been the norm so far here in the second half, but again, all six teams in the MLB Draft League all pretty much came together in 2 days or less. The official report date league-wide was Tuesday the 16th, but obviously with the MLB draft, several players awaiting perhaps a draft. Here's a grounder up the middle taken by the second baseman. Russell steps on the bag, throw to first, not in time. And that one rolled off the mound, and Russell had to wait on it before he could scoop it, step on the bag, and try for first. But he does record the force play to retire Williams. Lee moves to third. Sukata on with a fielder's choice. And it's first and third, two outs. But with players awaiting what their status would be if they'd be drafted, if they'd be signed by MLB teams, some were late in coming there. And, of course, spots held open for those players. So here in the opening 4 days of the MLB Draft League schedule, it's changing rosters. Spikes, of course, have added some players. Here's Drew Holderbach now, swings the first pitch, lofts it to left. Jewell coming forward for it, makes the grab, and the inning is over. But we're all here now playing game three of the second half, and in the bottom of the second inning here in game three, no runs, a hit, two runners left on from Mahoning Valley. End of two, still 0-0 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m. Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Into the third inning, Kyle Russell, Josh Spiegel, and Austin Rocaforte due up for the Spikes. Scoreless here at Eastwood Field, Niles, Ohio. We're in the corner of the Eastwood Mall property. One of the largest mall properties in the U.S. And the first pitch of the third inning to Kyle Russell, the Spikes second baseman, swung on and foul tipped into the mitt. Russell out of Washington State. Came on in the sixth inning last night, was 0-for-2, playing a little less than half the game. 0-for-3 Thursday, but with a walk and a run scored. So seeking his first hit as a Spike. Takes ball one, change up low, it tumbled into the dirt. 1-1 the count. Tim Battle coaching at third, Jared Brown coaching at first, Darnell Sweeney off to his next chapter. We wish him the best. And the 1-1. That is sliced foul. First base side over the picnic area. One ball and two strikes. Lights not yet on all the way around here at Eastwood Field, but I think they'll be turned on pretty soon. The 1-2. Grounder onto the right side. Ketterman, the second baseman, backhands it, throw to first in time. And there's one away as Umberger, after allowing a double to Cooper Hex, has now retired six in a row. Here's Josh Spiegel now. Greensburg native, former Penn Stater. Also played at Oklahoma State to start his collegiate career. Pitt to finish. Said before the game that his college season curtailed this spring by a broken wrist, but he's back in action. He's kind of still getting into the swing of things, but he went 1-for-3 with a walk last night. Check swing on the first pitch here and a peel down to first. Donald O'Brien says he went around on the breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Umberger now getting the sign from Toledo and Virginia Tech, and the fastball swung on and missed, 0-2. Josh telling me before the game, it's just going to take a couple of games, really, to get that timing back. And no doubt with what we saw from him at Penn State and this spring at Pitt, even when he made his return to Happy Valley, capable of a lot of great things with the bat. One ball, two strikes. Pitch outside for a ball there, 90 on the fastball, but he would not chase. Now Umberger delivers. And Spiegel swinging him at strike three. Breaking ball got him. That's the fourth strikeout for Umberger, and there's two away here in the top of the third. Now Austin Rocaforte, the batter, the center fielder, 0-for-1 with a fly out to right. Rocaforte tapping both sides of the plate as he steps in. Out of Lamar University, prior to that, Houston Christian, where he was teammates with Will Jewell and first-half Spike Samuel Benjamin. And the first pitch low and away for a ball. Again, Rocaforte. It's been a spark plug at the top of the order. He was last night. Really, once he came into the game, was a catalyst for the Spikes' late offensive push. 1-0 fastball called a strike around the knees, 1-1. Rocaforte officially batting .286 right now, 2-for-7 at the plate. But with a pair of stolen bases and the 1-1, That's low for a ball. 2-1 the count. There's no score in this one. Top of the third inning. And this is the third game of a four-game set. Spikes will have an off day on Monday following tomorrow's conclusion of this series, which is set for 2:05 p.m. As the 2-1 line towards center field, coming on, sliding to make the grab is Isaac Williams, and the inning is over. Sinking liner, and Williams hit the deck to snare that one. As the Spikes go down in order in the third, Grant Umberger has now retired 8 in a row. Through 2.5, no score on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Bottom of the third inning here at Eastwood Field. Lights now on all the way around. No score in this one. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys once again tonight. Meanwhile, the Scrappers in their home whites. And Raylan Holmes, Jake Allgaier, and Blake McRae, the 9-1 and 2 batters, due up here in the bottom of the third. Each team with a hit. There have been no errors so far. Holmes played in each of the first two games for the Scrappers. He was the DH in the opener, went 2-for-5 with a pair of runs. Bunts here, but it popped up foul behind home, out of reach of Spiegel. Strike one. Holmes was 0-for-3, was hit by a pitch last night. So a .250 batting average officially. He has scored two runs. Jeremy Neff, the left-hander, still on. And here's a liner down the first baseline, but foul just beyond the diving Austin Ball's range. And Austin did not miss it by much. He sprung into action very quickly, and Austin Ball has proven here in the first three games of the second half of the MLB Draft League season to be a very adept defensive first baseman. But it is strike two going foul, now the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a high fastball, and that is the second strikeout for Jeremy Neff tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza and State College on South Atherton Street, offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. And we remind you, next Saturday, Paint the Park Pink Night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, presented by Mount Nittany Health. We look forward to seeing you out there, as I'll have the pink tuxedo to be sure, but fireworks at the end of the night, so many more great activities. All a part of this outstanding event next Saturday when the Spikes take on the Williamsport Crosscutters at 6:35 p.m. First pitch to Jake Allgaier, down and in for a ball. Next offering, fastball and a called strike on the outer edge. 1-1 the count. Blake Blake McRae due up next for the Scrappers. Allgaier walked in the first inning, but then was doubled off first base on a fly ball to right. Went to second and just forgot, and I'm not quite sure the Spikes infielders did anything to deceive him either. I think that was just an error that I'm sure Quentin McCracken addressed with him as the pitch is low for a ball, 3-1. But errors are only assessed for fielding in baseball, not for any other action or miscue, as the case may be. 3-1, lifted in the air, center field. Rocaforte coming in from center will clear everybody away, makes the catch, two down in the bottom of the third. Blake McRae now the batter. The left fielder struck out looking back in the first inning. Out of Eastern Michigan University, Amanda, Michigan. It is shorter rosters around the bend here in the MLB Draft League second half. The first half rosters have a maximum of 32 players, and there's a preponderance of pitchers for sure, as with so many younger-type arms preparing for the draft, don't want to overly tax them. But here in the second half, more of a straight professional feel. So rosters are maximum of 26 in the second half. That's in line with many professional leagues around baseball. Of course, that is the major league roster limit, of course, as well. The 1-0, swing and a miss, 1-1. Now, one difference is in the MLB Draft League, generally speaking, there are no doubleheaders. So there's not the opportunity to add a 27th man for those twin bills. If a game is rained out or if it's halted and not picked up, it's merely canceled, swept off the schedule. But the Spikes did not have that happen at all in the first half. The only team in the MLB Draft League to play all of its scheduled games in the first half. There were 35 on the schedule. All 35 were played so far. We're in the third one now of the 45 set for the second half. And the 2-1 pitch to Blake McRae up and in, and a check swing foul first base side. More of a defensive swing than anything, but it is 2-2. No score in the bottom of the third inning. Bases are empty. And Jeremy Neff, the left-hander, looks into Josh Spiegel for the sign and gets it. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball high and away. 3-2 the count. But the second half champion will face the first half champion Williamsport Crosscutters in the MLB Draft League Championship game Thursday, September 5th. Set for Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. 3-2 to McRae. Upstairs, ball four. That's the third walk for Neff tonight. He has only yielded one hit so far. The single by Isaac Williams laced up the middle last inning. Here's Zach Ketterman now. He flied out to right field that started off the inning-ending double play in the first. Neff out of the stretch. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him to go around there. It's 0-1. Now, if the Crosscutters were to win the second half title as well, there would still be a championship game. It would be the second-place team in the second half that would take that berth. Bluff steal off first, throw down to first by Spiegel, and back in time is McRae. McRae actually did break for second as the pitch was crossing the plate for a strike on the outer edge, 0-2. 0-2 the count. Now 0-2. There we go. We got it right up everywhere now. And the pitch, oh, that hit him on the right shoulder. Well, Jeremy Neff had an 0-2 count, but Ketterman now on his way to first after the first hit batsman of the game for either side. McRae goes to second. Well, it's still two outs in the inning. And Josh Spiegel with an encouraging word for his pitcher as Dre Dirksen steps up to the plate. Dirksen flying out to right field himself in the second inning. His first at bat of the game. Austin Ball now helping to position the outfield. Getting the signs from Tim Battle in the top step of the Spikes dugout. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Dips out of the zone. 0-1 the count. That's the thing about modern baseball, though, is there's all these trackers and all the tools available at nearly every level of the game. So if a player has had a significant amount of time at a Division I school or even Division II school like Dre Dirksen, there's info on him to where to position him. Here's a liner to right field, a base hit. Coming up, throwing his hex. His throw to the plate will be cut off. McCray scores from second. Ketterman holds at second. It's an RBI single for Dre Dirksen. And a 1-0 lead for the Scrappers here in the bottom of the third. Well, the bases were empty with two outs, but the walk to McCray. Ketterman hit with a pitch, and now Dirksen comes through. Knocking in the run, his third RBI already. And it's a 1-0 game with Chang-Yon Lee now at the plate, who walked against Neff in the second. The pitch, swing and a miss. Big cut at the breaking ball, and Lee almost went down to a knee that time with how hard he flailed at that one. No one won the count. Commiserating with the folks in the Mahoning Valley press box, and the 0-1 comes in low, 1-1. About our shared friend, Bill Albright, who for many years rode here in Youngstown area as well as in Lock Haven and Lewistown. A fixture at both of our ballparks. We have not seen him in a while, but certainly hope that Bill is doing all right. Pitch is a strike on the outer edge. 1-2 the count now to Lee. But Bill Albright was actually the first guy I heard use the term barrel, which is universal around baseball now. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ball tumbles out of the mitt briefly, but Spiegel applies the tag to finish off the third strikeout for Jeremy Neff this evening, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Have you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. Mahoning Valley gets on the board first. A run on a hit, two runners left on base in the third. End of three, 1-0 Scrappers on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
Let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Entering the fourth, the RAV fourth inning here. Cooper Hex leads it off for the Spikes, followed by Grant Norris and Austin Ball. Mahoning Valley now in the lead, 1-0, as the pitch down and away to Hex. Cooper has the lone hit tonight so far for the Spikes, a double in the first inning. He also doubled off Jake Allgaier back in the first from his right field post, and the 1-0 breaking ball called the strike. Tumbles low in the zone, but in there, 1-1. We'll open up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard officially here momentarily as the 1-1 to Hex, to big cut at a fastball, but a miss. 1-2. Still plenty of sunshine here, although shadows encroaching in left and center fields as well as across the infield now. The mound and the plate now in shade, although there's pockets of sunshine to either side. And the pitch is a breaking ball low. 2-2 now to Hext. Umberger back on the hill, comes set. The pitch is low and away. Fastball missed, and it's 3-2. Grant Umberger has retired the last 8 Spikes batters he has faced since Hext's double in the first. 4 via strikeout, and only 2 through the air, and the 3-2 fouled off the plate. We'll do it again with a full count. Few more clouds up above us now, but still plenty of blue sky here in Niles, eastern part of the state, again in the Youngstown area. Really just a straight shot on Interstate 80 from here to Belfont as the 3-2 fastball's a called strike 3 on the inner portion of the plate. 5 strikeouts for Grant Umberger, and with one gone, here is Grant Norris. Norris struck out back in the first inning against Umberger. 1-0 Mahoning Valley in the top of the fourth inning. Norris, the former Penn Stater, a multi-hit game in the opener of the second half on Thursday. He's excited to be back in Happy Valley. And again, Spikes will be returning home on Tuesday, July 23rd. This coming Tuesday, 6:35 game against the Frederick Keys. And they go 1. Breaking ball and a called strike on the outer edge. 0-2. It is a Walking Taco Tuesday. Half-price Walking Tacos all game long at the Salsa concession stand. Plus, half-price Miller Lite and Coors Light drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. 0-2 fouled away. First base set. Also set to be Festivus in July. And as part of Super Splash Day, of course, Christmas in July, July 25th. And even seen Black Friday in July here this weekend. Of course, we are on the Eastwood Mall property, but Festivus is actually fixed at December 23rd, so Festivus in July coming up. And that pitch, a called strike 3. So 6 strikeouts for Grant Umberger. And 2 down here in the top of the fourth inning is Austin Ball to the plate. He struck out looking back in the first. Ball, the left-handed hitter facing the left-handed pitcher Grant Umberger out of Toledo. The set and the first offering is a breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Dirksen, 1-0. 6:35 games this coming Tuesday and Wednesday at the ballpark. Wednesday, a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Grounder to the right side to a knee. Lee gathers it in. Flips to the pitcher, Umberger covering. He steps on the bag ahead of ball. And the inning is over. That's now 11 in a row set down by Grant Umberger here. Through 3.5, 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes games have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Isaac Williams, Jake Cicada, Drew Holderbach. 6-7-8 hitters due up from Mahoning Valley here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 lead for Mahoning Valley against the Spikes here. Third game of the season, opening four-game set, or at least the second half opening four-game set. But again, the record's clear for the second half. Professional players now, young pros getting started all around the league. Some familiar faces from the first half. In fact, four Spikes holdovers from the first half as the first pitch to Isaac Williams fouled away. Pitcher Brandon Burgert, who got the start in the second half opener on Thursday, is back, along with Manny Jackson, Knox Preston, and Cam Buford. Of course, Cam and Manny both participated in the HBCU Swingman Classic as part of the MLB All-Star festivities in Arlington. That occurred last Friday. Bouncer foul, third base side, 0-2 to Williams, who singled back up the middle on a 106-mile line drive his last time up. And the 0-2 foul back to the screen. Count remains the same. A run, two hits for Mahoning Valley. No runs, one hit for State College. That's all. No errors. Spikes have only left one runner on base as Grant Umberger has retired the last 11 he's faced. Mahoning Valley has stranded four. And the 0-2 bounces in, deflects away from Spiegel, but simply ball one. Meanwhile, on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the rest of the New York Penn League, lopsided in the other two spots. Frederick up 8-0 on Williamsport, bottom of the third. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball. That's a fourth strikeout for Jeremy Neff, who pumped his fist after earning that K. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. One gone, and here is Jake Cicada. Rounded into a fielder's choice last time up on a ground ball up the middle. Cicada, the left-handed hitter, taking on the lefty Neff, and a first pitch sharply grounded foul, third base side off the front of the Spikes dugout. Meanwhile, Trenton leading West Virginia 3-0, top of the seventh at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. This is the only series right now where one team took each of the first two games, Mahoning Valley doing so and trying to make it a 3-0 start. Spikes have not won a game here at Eastwood Field this season. In the first half, they made one trip here, a three-game series, got swept in the three-game set, and so far 0-2 here in the second half. There'll be one more visit to Eastwood Field this year, one more series, August 12th through the 14th, as the 0-2 swung on and missed. Spiegel hangs on, and Jeremy Neff has his third consecutive strikeout, his fifth overall tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. Two down, and here's Drew Holderbach, the designated hitter, flying out to left field his first time up. Pitch by Neff, fastball upstairs, ball one. Check out the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the major leagues as they got back underway last night as well. Pitch is low, bounces away from Spiegel, but simply ball two. Ongoing action in the bigs. The Cardinals leading the Braves 5-1 in the top of the third in the second game of their doubleheader. Atlanta took game one 3-2 in 10 innings. Pitch is low for ball three to Holderbach, a 3-0 count. Nolan Gorman, by the way, with a home run for the Cardinals in that one, in game two that is still ongoing. 3-0 to Holderbach. Strike, lower portion of the zone, 3-1. Phillies and Pirates scoreless. They're going to the bottom of the sixth inning in Pittsburgh. Set by Neff in the 3-1. That's in the dirt, ball four. So a two-out walk. Now Draylen Holmes will come up. Holmes struck out against Neff in the third inning. Elsewhere in the bigs, the Reds lead the Nationals 4-2, bottom of the fourth inning. Top of the third in Arlington, of course, the home of the All-Star game this season. But it's the Rangers, the host there, trailing the Baltimore Orioles 4-2. Padres and Guardians scoreless top of the fourth. The Royals lead the White Sox 4-0, bottom of the fourth in Kansas City. Looping throw to first, more of a checkup throw than anything to keep Holderbach close to the bag at first. Brewers lead the Twins 1-0 top of the third. Diamondbacks and Cubs scoreless bottom of the third inning on a Saturday night at Wrigley. And the pitch to Holmes swung on and missed, 0-1. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Meanwhile, the Dodgers hosting the Red Sox. It's 1-0 L.A. top of the fourth inning. And now Holmes, do you want more pine tar? Yeah. He came walking back toward the dugout and signaled to the bat boy he wants some more pine tar, more on the top end of the handle, and there'll be no conference, no timeout assessed for an equipment issue, so no offensive coaching visit. Giants and Rockies will get underway soon in Colorado. The Mariners hosting the Astros later tonight at 9:40. 0-1 to Holmes, breaking ball swung on and missed, but he held on to the bat, 0-2 the count. Earlier today, Rays defeated the Yankees 9-1 in the Bronx. Tigers over the Blue Jays 7-3. The A's over the Angels 8-2. 0-2 to Holmes. Down and in as he jackknifes away from it. Ball one to Draylen Holmes. And the Mets defeat the Marlins 1-0. Luis Severino with seven strikeouts for the Mets today in six innings. And when Diaz finishes his 11th save of the year. 1-2 the count. And the pitch. High and away. Snagged by Spiegel. Ball two. And at the Open Championship in Royal Troon, it was a day that was very tough. Rainy. And so the new leader is Billy Horschel, the American. 2 under par, 69. Brings him to 4 under par for the championship. That's a one-stroke lead. 2-2 to Holmes, swung on a miss, chased the breaking ball low. Six other players tied for a second, a shot back of Horschel. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Jeremy Neff strikes out the side in the bottom of the fourth inning for State College. No runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on base at the end of four. Still 1-0 Mahoning Valley. On the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Cam Buford starting off the fifth inning for the Spikes. First pitch from Grant Umberger, the starter who has stayed on for the duration here. A breaking ball high and away. Ball one. Joe Putnam along with you here at Eastwood Field in Niles, Ohio. Spikes trailing the Scrappers 1-0 here in the third game of a four-game series. And the 1-0 fastball is a strike called on the outer edge. 1-1 the count. Can be followed by Knox Preston and Will Jewell at the plate here in the top of the fifth. The pitch. And Buford slugs it towards center. Coming on for it is Williams. It'll drop in front of him for a base hit. It looked like that had a lot behind it to start, but it dipped quickly, and a well-placed single by Cam Buford. Only the second hit of the game for the Spikes, but now the tying run is aboard. Moaning Valley's been limited to two hits so far by Jeremy Neff as well. And now Knox Preston, the batter. He struck out against Umberger in the second. Second time through the order for Umberger, who before Cam's single had retired 11 in a row. Umberger pauses now to the plate, and that pitch outside, a changeup. Now, Umberger goes strictly from the stretch, even with nobody on base. He hasn't had anybody on in a while, but it is interesting. He's a left-hander, and he looks in for the sign, shakes off Dirksen once. Now he has what he likes, but then he looks almost down. He's just peering at the runner from the top of his eyes. There's a grounder to third, scooped up by Sukata, throw to second for one, on to first, around the horn, a 5-4-3 double play. So with two down here in the top of the fifth, Will Jewell will be the batter. Jewell lined out to the first baseman, Chan Young Lee, in the second. Levels the bat in the left-handed box. Umberger now raises his head to look toward the plate. The pitch low for a ball, 1-0. It is interesting, though, that with a runner on base, he won't look at that runner. And the pitch. Foul to the first base side. Obviously, his head is dipped, but he's got to take a peek. And where the runner's at by raising the eyes, even though the head is down. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball, bounced foul down the first baseline. Lee snags it, but it had already gone foul by then. One ball, two strikes. These two teams will complete their four-game series to open the second half tomorrow at 2:05. Then an off day on Monday, and that'll probably be necessary for each of the six teams in the MLB Draft League to sort of reshuffle their pitching rotations, get them laid out, because it'll be 12 straight days with games following that. Pop up to shallow left center, back on it, the shortstop, Allgaier puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, nobody left. Halfway home at Eastwood Field, Mahoning Valley 1, State College nothing, on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning, top of the order, due up for Mahoning Valley against lefty Jeremy Neff, who is back on the mound. And Neff has really been superb in this one. One run against him, it is earned, but that's been all. He's only yielded two hits, a single by Isaac Williams in the second, and a single by Dre Dirksen with two outs that brought in the Mahoning Valley run in the third. Otherwise, four walks, a hit batsman, but he has struck out six, recording each of his last four outs via the K. And now Jake Allgaier, the switch-hitting shortstop, will step into the right-handed batter's box against him here in the fifth. Allgaier is 0-for-1 with a walk in the game. Flying out to center field in his last time up. Here's the set by Neff going strictly from the stretch. First pitch grounded up the middle. Norris, the shortstop, scoops it. Throw on first in time. One pitch, one out in the fifth inning. That'll help the pitch count. That was the 70th delivery of the night for Jeremy Neff. And here in the early going, that seems to be the trend, is that 70 is right around the number. Brandon Burgert, of course, threw 61 pitches in three innings. Phillip Bryant, 77 in four innings last night. I'd say that probably win, lose, or draw, this is the last inning for Jeremy Neff in this one. But, you know, five innings really should probably be considered a quality start. The official definition is six innings with three or less earned runs. But Jeremy Neff has done everything that Jared Brown, Tim Battle, and the Spikes have asked of him here. The 1-0 to McCray, a breaking ball swung on and missed, 1-1. McCray 0-for-1 with a walk. He scored the lone Mahoning Valley run in the third. Each side with two hits. There have been no errors to this point. One ball, one strike. A pitch. Check swing. Appeal down to first. O'Brien says no. It's ball two. Been a good mix for Jeremy Neff tonight. He's mixed the slider with the fastball, an occasional changeup as well. He's been able to throw his slider for strikes. That's really key for anybody at this level of the game. And there it is, a breaking ball right in the heart of the plate for a called strike two. If you can throw your slider, your curveball, whatever your breaking pitch of choice is, for strikes consistently, you will have success here in the MLB Draft League. And it really goes even in the lower levels of affiliated ball. Now, obviously, as you climb the ladder, single A, double A, triple A, on into the bigs, need a little more in the arsenal, not just, oh, a breaking ball I can throw for strikes. You need to be able to dodge bats with it. And here's the 3-2 to McCray now. Cued on to second. Stepping up for it, Russell scoops it. Tossed to first in time. Two away. Well, we've seen so many great pitchers come through here in State College. 73 total major leaguers, and that list will grow. And, in fact, first big leaguers from the MLB Draft League are not too far away either. Damiano Palmigiani, who played in the Spikes' first season in the MLB Draft League in 2021. He's at AAA with the Blue Jays organization. First pitch strike to Zach Ketterman. Fastball over the outer edge. And the pitch. Pitch was low and away, but an appeal on the check swing down to third. Todd O'Dell says yes, he went. 0-2 to Ketterman. Well, Neff with six strikeouts already. Looking for lucky number seven to finish out the fifth. Here's the 0-2. That bounces in and away from Josh Spiegel. It's simply ball one. A few other MLB Draft League products up at AAA as well. And, of course, six spikes among the 52 MLB Draft League players selected in the 2024 MLB Draft this year. A high watermark for the league as the 1-2 swung on and missed. Strike three, and there's lucky number seven. Strikeout seven for Jeremy Neff, brought to you by Mountaineer Health. Mountaineer Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation, oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at MountNittany.org. Three up, three down for Jeremy Neff. And through five innings of play, it's 1-0 Mahoning Valley here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Kyle Russell starting off the top of the sixth for the Spikes. First pitch from Grant Umberger, the Mahoning Valley starter, is outside for a ball. Changeup missed. Outside, Russell 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes trailing 1-0. Umberger has allowed two hits, no walks as of yet. Russell makes contact with this one, sending it to center field, but Williams is there, and he puts it away for the first down. The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Here's Josh Spiegel now. Greensburg native, 0 for 1 in this game, but looking to come back strong here as he'll return to Happy Valley on Tuesday with the rest of the Spikes. Actually, will return to Happy Valley after tomorrow's game, but an off day Monday. First game back in a Spikes uniform at Medler Field at LeBron O Park will be Tuesday night, 6:35 against the Frederick Keys in the 0-1. Fastball missed inside, 1-1 the count to Spiegel. Talking with Josh before the game on Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. He just said getting the timing back is key for him, but wants to help the Spikes win, certainly raise his own profile, but he wants to bring a championship to Happy Valley. That would be exciting for him, for Grant Norris, and also I'm sure for David Lee, who even though he wasn't teammates with Josh at the same time for Penn State, he's got those Nittany Lion ties, knows what the atmosphere can be like in Medler Field at LeBron O Park, wants to make Happy Valley proud. 2-1 pitch, popped up, shallow right field, ranging to the foul line. The second baseman, Ketterman, puts it away in foul territory. And there are two gone here in the top of the sixth. That'll bring Austin Roccaforte to the plate. The center fielder 0 for 2. A fly out to right in the first, a fly out to center in the third. For the Spikes, trailing 1-0, looking to get something going offensively. Both starters have been sharp in this one, though. Jeremy Neff, 5 innings, 7 strikeouts. And Grant Umberger, again, has only allowed 2 hits. He struck out 6 so far. First pitch strike. Curveball over the outer half of the plate. It doesn't seem like anybody is active in the Spikes bullpen at the moment, but we'll see if Neff comes back out for the sixth inning. Jeremy's thrown 80 pitches so far. Umberger now has just thrown his 73rd, a ball outside. Went with a curveball again and missed. Now the 1-1. Changeup for a strike on the outer edge. 1-2 to Roccaforte. Umberger, the left-hander out of Toledo, sets, delivers, swing, and a foul tip into the mitt, strike three. Seven strikeouts for Grant Umberger in this one. It's been a pitcher's duel tonight. So far, the Scrappers getting a little better of it. 1-0 Mahoning Valley as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Spiked Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the sixth inning, and Jeremy Neff is back out on the mound for the Spikes. It's the 4-5-6 hitters due up for Mahoning Valley, Dre Dirksen, Changyon Lee, and Isaac Williams. But Neff, in his first appearance with the Spikes, has been strong through five. Had a 1-2-3 fifth inning, including his seventh strikeout of the night. And now facing Dirksen, a right-handed hitting catcher who has brought in the lone run off of him back in the third inning. A two-out single to right field. He has flied out to right field as well. He takes a breaking ball low for ball one to start the inning. 1-0 Mahoning Valley. Each side with a pair of hits, and that's all. There have been no errors in the game. Pitch. And Dirksen sends this one toward left, but straight at Will Jewell. Does have to come forward on it, but makes a lunging grab. And there's one gone. That'll bring Changyon Lee to the plate. Lee, who had a home run last night, is 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. Austin Ball with a homer in the series. Also, somebody who is not in the Mahoning Valley starting lineup tonight in Kota Suzuki with a home run. He had a grand slam Thursday that really broke the second half opener wide open in Mahoning Valley's favor. And the first pitch to Lee here is a breaking ball low. One ball, no strikes. Neff. Exclusively a starter at Toledo, and now a bouncer off the plate to the third baseman, Buford. Powers the throw across the diamond in time. Two away, and Neff just getting stronger as the game has gone along, it seems like. He has elicited six consecutive outs, and now faces Isaac Williams, who has one of the two hits off of him. The other one, a single up the middle in the second inning. It was well hit at 106 miles an hour, but Williams ended up erased from the base paths by the ensuing action. Here's the set by Neff at the belt. Pitch bounces in, blocked away by Spiegel. Simply ball one. Nobody on base here with two outs. Again, it's 1-0. Mahoning Valley with that two-out run. They conjured up the offense, had bases empty with two outs, but a walk, a hit batsman, and Dirksen single, bringing the tally in. As the 1-0 pitch, a fastball for a strike on the outer edge. 1-1 the count. Here's the set by Neff. Pitch. That is in the air, right field, but playable for Hex, ranging toward the line. He reaches up, makes the grab, and the inning is over as Jeremy Neff has now set down seven in a row, even amidst the third time through the order. Through six, 1-0 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, for the first time in tonight's game, a pitching change, and it took until the seventh inning as Jonathan Martinez, right-hander who finished out Thursday night's win for Mahoning Valley, though he was not anticipated to do so, came in as the Spikes were putting together a five-run ninth, even though it only trimmed the deficit to 16-8 for the Spikes. It was enough for Quint McCracken to bring in a new man on the mound who threw 10 pitches, six of them strikes, allowing one hit and one striking out one batter. He did allow two inherited runners to score. But Martinez, out of Texas State down in San Marcos, a native of Mission, Texas. He just turned 23 years old, 6 foot, 215 pounds. And Martinez takes over for Grant Umberger, who was simply spectacular on the mound. Six scoreless innings. He allowed two hits, no walks, nothing else, seven strikeouts. Umberger with 75 pitches, 51 for strikes. But Umberger is gone, and now Martinez is up. And especially after the way Umberger had been able to control the Spikes lineup, I'm sure that State College is just relieved to face anybody else, and that can have a lot of positive effects on their performance at the plate, especially with Cooper Hext, Grant Norris, and Austin Ball due up. Hext has one of the two Spikes hits tonight, a double in the first inning. And now steps in against the righty Martinez. And don't see any action right now in the Spikes bullpen, but we'll check in just a few moments as Hext shows bunt, draws it back. Change up is a strike on the inner half, 0-1. Martinez now with a full windup in the pitch. Fastball missed inside. 1-1 the count to Hext. Defense surrounding the mound is the same for the Scrappers, the 1-1. And here is a sharp grounder to first. Scooped by Lee. He'll go to the bag himself, step on it, put out three unassisted for the first out of the seventh inning. Chang-Yun Lee is still the first baseman. Zach Ketterman at second. Jake Allgaier at short. Jake Sakata at third. Outfield is Blake McRae in left. Isaac Williams in center. And Draylen Holmes in right with Dre Dirksen doing the catching. Here's Grant Norris now. Somerset native, Penn State product. Looking for his first hit tonight. He's 0-2. The pitch. Fastball called strike in 93 around the knees. And the 0-1. Breaking ball called strike on the outer edge. Slider that time from Martinez, and it's 0-2. Now Martinez just going right at the spikes. Pitch. Tapper to the right side, charging in, juggling second baseman Ketterman, can't handle it. And Norris is aboard. And we'll see what the ruling is on this one. It was tapped, and it will be ruled an infield single. And that's probably the proper ruling there because the contact was not strong. In fact, there is not even a distance or an exit speed the trackman was able to read. But it rolled so slowly that Ketterman coming in, trying to handle it and throw all in one motion, just could never get out of the blocks. And so Norris with the infield single aboard. The tying run is on base for Austin Ball, 0-for-2 in the game, but three RBIs in the second half opener. He fouls it off at the plate for strike one. The cut fastball it was that time for Martinez to start things off. And we'll see if Tim Battle gets the wheels in motion. Maybe he gets Grant Norris going to second. The 0-1. Nope, Ball instead is going to send this one into the right center field gap, and Norris's wheels will be in motion. Headed on to third. Tim Battle's going to wave him in. The throw slips past the cutoff men, and Norris will score standing up as Austin Ball delivers the RBI double to tie the game up in the top of the seventh. And Austin Ball coming through with his third double in his third game as a Spike. His fourth RBI. Left the bat at 98 miles an hour, and Grant Norris kept on going, and the Scrappers cutoff men, both the second baseman and the shortstop, just could not handle the throw from the outfield, trying to hustle it to the plate. Now Cam Buford is up, and the breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Dirksen. One ball, no strikes to Buford, and coming to the plate now is Martinez. I think he's checking on, he's checking with his catcher, Dirksen. He might have crossed him up that time, inadvertently. Now there's a runner on second as well in ball. Well, now, too, Mahoning Valley Athletic trainer's coming out. And now Dirksen is, he's pointing at his left arm. From my vantage point behind the plate, can't quite see what they're examining right now. But late umpire Sean Hoverston is overseeing the convo and tells Cam Buford, hey, they're still checking him out here, so do whatever you need to do. And it looks like everything is squared away with Dirksen. He and Martinez now will go over signals here. And no official defensive conference will be charged. And there'll be a couple of warm-up tosses to make sure that Dirksen is ready to go. Austin Ball, meanwhile, talking with Jared Brown, the Spikes pitching coach, filling in coaching first base right now. And now, well, now the Mahoning Valley's athletic trainer, now Quentin McCracken is coming out. We'll see if Dirksen continues on here. Now with McCracken coming out, Austin Ball is coming over to chat with Jared Brown. And meanwhile, I think, well, Quentin's going to say, nope, we're going to make the change. So Dirksen is coming out of the game here in the seventh inning. The count is 1-0 to Cam Buford. And the other catcher for Mahoning Valley is Matt Rivera. He's hustling in now from the bullpen beyond the short wall in right field. And he'll have to come in and get some warm-up tosses as well. So Dirksen, who has brought in the only run of the game for Mahoning Valley at the plate tonight, is out. But Rivera, of course, had a big game last night with a double and an RBI. He also walked. And so Rivera will make sure the dugout has all of his things. Also make sure that Trey Dirksen is okay. It did not appear that there was anything. It wasn't clear what was wrong with Trey Dirksen, I should say. Obviously, there's something. And Quint McCracken deciding to take caution, I'm sure, as well. He doesn't want to push it and lose one of his two catchers so early in this season. So Rivera will come in here in the top of the seventh. And Austin Ball is at second base as the go-ahead run, a 1-0 count to Cam Buford. And now, how many warm-up pitches will it take? Well, just one. Maybe two. He might have thrown two there in that time, but won't take a whole lot. 1-0 the count to Buford, and we're back in action. And Martinez remains on the mound. Ball tied up the game with a double. Takes his lead off second. 1-1 here on the top of the seventh. The set by Martinez, the pitch. And a breaking ball in the dirt, and immediately Rivera takes that one off the inner thigh, but he is okay. Set by Martinez, and the 2-0. Fastball in tight, ball three. Knox Preston on deck for the Spikes. He had an RBI single last night in the ninth inning. It helped keep the Spikes alive. They had the tying run at the plate. 3-0 to Buford. That's a strike. Fastball in the inside corner. It is interesting for Martinez. He did throw two warm-up pitches to Rivera, but he's got to get his bearings now. As the 3-1 comes in, Buford bounces this one foul down the third baseline. A leaping grab by Sakata over there, but in foul territory, and the count is full. Interesting developments in the top of the seventh. The sun continuing to set, but still daylight apparent, even though the lights are taking over here at Eastwood Field. The 3-2 to Cam. Fastball well outside, ball four. So the one-out walk puts runners on first and second and brings Knox Preston to the dish. Knox 0 for 2 in the game, struck out in the second, grounded into the 5-4-3 double play in the fifth. Martinez leans in for the sign and gets it. Last fastball is at 94, but outside of Buford. Now the pitch. Cutter low and away, and that's ball one. And I have the feeling Knox Preston is going to make Jonathan Martinez come to him. Will Jewell is on deck, but Knox, an intelligent hitter. He'll keep this inning going if that's what it takes. The 1-0. Now he swings at this one. Fastball over the outer half, but he fouls it into the mitt. Strike one. And Martinez did come to him. Now Preston ready. One ball, one strike. The pitch. And Preston punches this one toward right center field. It's a base hit. Runners will move up to second and third. The hold there. Holmes held on to the ball for a moment, then released it to the cutoff man in the infield, Lee, the first baseman. But now the runners are at all three bases. They're loaded after Preston's single, the third hit of the inning, the fifth of the game for the Spikes. Still just one out, and Will Jewell at the plate. Jewell is lined out to first, popped out to short. It's a 1-1 game here on the top of the seventh after Austin Ball tied it with an RBI double. And Jewell with a big cut of the fastball, but a miss. 0-1 the count. 93 on the fastball from Martinez. The windup and the pitch. Fastball high and away. Ball one. Spikes looking to take the lead. For the first time in this series, 1-1. That's fouled away behind home. Out of play. Over our heads. 1-2 the count. It was a pitcher's duel the first six innings. The Spikes, though, looking to get a big inning going here. The bases loaded, one out. And Martinez delivers. And Jewell pops it up. Foul, third base side. That'll go into the first row in front of the suite level here. Suites here at Eastwood Field are right at the top of the upper seating section. So the entrances are different, but the fence in front of the suites is in back of the last level of seats. And the 1-2 cutter is a called strike three on the outside edge. And Will Jewell sharing information, and this will now be T.J. Pound coming to the plate. So Pound instead of Russell. And the bases remain loaded with two outs, and Pound, first pitch swinging, sends it to center field, but this is playable for Williams, who puts it away, and the inning is over. So the Spikes do tie the game on Austin Ball's double. A run on three hits, but the bases are left loaded. And at the end of six and a half, it's time to stretch here at Eastwood Field. We're tied at one on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes games have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now the State College Spikes dip into the bullpen for the first time tonight after Jeremy Neff outstanding in six innings of work, and thanks to the Spikes tying the game in the seventh, he will not be a factor in the decision. It would have been on the losing end, but certainly doesn't deserve a loss on his record after allowing just one run on two hits. Retiring the last seven batters he faced, he did walk four batters and hit a batter, but struck out seven. Neff throwing a total of 87 pitches, 52 of them for strikes. And he now gives way to Leo Palacios, the only member of the second half Spikes in 2024 with experience in the affiliated ranks. He was part of the Kansas City Royals system in 2021 and made a couple of appearances with the Arizona Complex League Royals. But at levels of college baseball other than Division I, you are allowed to come back and play college ball after professional experience. So he went back and pitched most recently for Central Arizona College, JUCO out in Arizona. He's a native of Phoenix, 24 years of age, 6'4", 215 pounds. And it'll be Palacios called upon here in the bottom of the seventh inning in a 1-1 game. So the only Spikes pitchers we have not seen yet are Dalen Carraway, the righty from McNeese State, David Lee, who just joined the club today, the righty from Penn State, a native of Pittsburgh. And that's all. So in all likelihood, Carraway will start tomorrow's game at 2:05 when the Spikes take on the Scrappers to complete this four-game series. We'll probably see David Lee in that one as well. For the Scrappers, it is Jake Cicada, Drew Holderbach, and Draylen Holmes. A 7-8-9 hitter is due up, and Palacios' first pitch as a spike is a fastball for his strike over the outer half. Cicada showed bunt, drew it back, but the pitch was a strike on location. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. And that is inside the line, fair. A bouncer that goes all the way to the left field corner. Cicada hustling for second, slides in with a double. And that one just almost an abbreviated swing. And before Cam Buford could even react, that ball hit inside the line. So Cicada with a leadoff double. It's the first extra base hit of the night for the Scrappers. Their third as a team. And now Drew Holderbach, the batter. The designated hitter 0-for-1 with a walk. Now the game-tying run the Spikes scored in the top of the seventh inning also meant that Grant Umberger, who threw six scoreless from Mahoning Valley, will also not factor in the decision tonight. Palacios sets first pitch to the righty Holderbach. Is a fastball outside, ball one. Lights really have taken over as the source of sight here, though. Some fantastic sunset skies here in eastern Ohio, especially over that left field wall. The 1-0. Swung on, lifted foul, first base side. Evens the count at 1-1 with a score 1-1. Bottom of the seventh inning here. It has been a pitching-dominated game. In fact, the Spikes leaving the bases loaded in the seventh is one of the lone times that there have been multiple runners on for either side. Now, Mahoning Valley did leave two runners on in the second, two in the third, in which they scored their run. Palacios with a 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Deflects away from Spiegel. Taking out for third is Cicada, and he'll make it. That one went off to Josh's right, and he didn't really have a chance at that one. And I believe that's going to go as a wild pitch. It is. It hit the dirt first. A breaking ball on the inside, but deflected off Spiegel to his right. So now the infield up all the way around. 2-1 to Holderbach, and he fouls it back to the screen, 2-2. Now the way Quentin McCracken has played it over the last two nights, Cicada is likely taking off on contact. He's going to come to the plate regardless. Spikes have been ready for it. Cam Buford, of course, threw a man out at the plate just last night from third base. He's ready now in the cut at third. 2-2. And Holderbach just loops this over the drawn-in infield, onto the infield dirt and right, trotting in to score is Cicada. And it's a 2-1 lead for Mahoning Valley. And all Drew Holderbach wanted to do there, he saw the infield was drawn in, and he just wanted to punch one just over them. The strategy was successful. Holderbach, with his second RBI as a Scrapper, and now the go-ahead run is in. It's 2-1 Scrappers and Holderbach leading off first. Infield back to normal depth. Draylen Holmes at the plate has struck out twice already. And Palacios delivers outside for a ball with a fastball. Spikes have out-hit the Scrappers in this one, but Mahoning Valley with the edge and the column that counts. Palacios sets. The 1-0. That's fouled off the mask of Spiegel. Josh just reaches back for a new baseball, and he'll toss it to Palacios. He's good to go. Leo joined the club just in time for the bus here on Thursday morning. And now he is ready. 1-1 the count. Palacios delivers. There goes Holderbach. The pitch, a breaking ball high. Throw to second, not in time. And that was a good jump by Holderbach. And with a breaking ball, it was going to be really tough for Josh Spiegel to get any semblance of a throwaway before Holderbach dove in. And that is his first steal of the night and the first stolen base for either team this evening. He's now 1-for-2 on the base paths for the Scrappers. 2-1. Palacios sets. Pitch. Fastball high and away. 3-1 the count. We've seen the Scrappers be aggressive as well, trying to take third, but they're selective in who they let take off for third base in what occasions. And I don't believe Holderbach fits the criteria here, judging from the last two nights. The 3-1 to Holmes, a breaking ball, loops in for a strike. Curveball at 73, but on point, and the count is full. Now, velocity not Leo's forte, but he gets a lot of movement on his pitches. The 3-2. Sharp grounder to third, taken by Buford. Looks the runner back to second. Throw to first in time. Textbook defensive play there. Holderbach stays at second. One gone in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Jake Allgaier now, the shortstop, 0-for-2 with a walk. Allgaier received that base on balls in the first inning, then was doubled off first base on a fly out to right. He has flied out and grounded out himself since then. 2-1 Mahoning Valley, bottom of the seventh. Palacios sets at the letters. And the pitch. High and away for a ball, 1-0. Holderbach doing a lot of moving at second. He almost looked like he was about halfway to third, but he did not break. Here's the set by Palacios. The 1-0. Big looping curve, but it stays outside, 2-0. You can throw that big roundhouse curve, but throw it for strikes. That can be a devastating out pitch. 2-0. Palacios delivers. Fastball this time. Sent in the air. Center field. Back goes Rocaforte. He makes the catch. Tagging from second is Holderbach. The throw to third. Not in time. A little bit offline as well. So two away, but Holderbach now going to be less than 90 feet away from another Mahoning Valley run after he takes his lead. And I beg your pardon, that is Caleb Hill in center field. So Hill checked in to replace Rocaforte here in the seventh inning. After Austin was slated to hit in the seventh, slated to hit second in the upcoming eighth inning. As the first pitch to Blake McCray, a fastball high and away. So Hill now in the game, and actually now Hex will remain in right. 1-0. That's down and in for a ball, 2-0. And the pitch, called strike. Fastball, or actually the big breaking ball again on the outer edge. 2-1. Alerting the rest of the Spikes folks around here to the chains that may not have seen it. Two balls and a strike. Pitch. Grounder. Backhanded by Norris at short. Comes up throwing. It's in time, and the inning is over. But Mahoning Valley retakes the lead with a run on two hits. Holderbach with the RBI single after the Sakata double. One runner left on base. End of seven here in Niles. 2-1 Mahoning Valley on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities, inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
So here we are in the eighth inning now. 2-1 Mahoning Valley leads it. Jonathan Martinez back on the mound for his second inning of relief work for the Scrappers. He's now the pitcher of record in the game, facing Josh Spiegel and starting him off with a breaking ball up and in, ball one. It'll be Spiegel, then Caleb Hill, who came in defensively last inning, and Cooper Hex due up. As the first pitch to Josh popped up foul, first base side into the upper level of seats. One ball, one strike. Spiegel 0 for 2 in this game. And Hill came in defensively last inning. TJ Pound came on as a pinch hitter and then took over defensively at second base. Here's the 1-1 to Spiegel. Fastball outside, 92 miles per hour, but it's ball two. Tomorrow, a 2:05 game between these two teams to finish this second half opening series. Off day Monday, then Walking Taco Tuesday with half-price Miller Lite Coors Light from 5:30 to 7:30 at 6:35 Tuesday. Pop up to the left side of the infield. Shortstop Allgaier takes it, and there's one gone. Tickets for all 23 Spikes home games in the second half of the home schedule are available now at statecollegespikes.com. Six fireworks shows still in the offing. Two bobblehead giveaways, including that mystery bobblehead giveaway with the bobblehead trading post from Springnex coming up Friday, August 2nd. And, of course, the Joe Crispin bobblehead giveaway and appearance on Saturday, August the 24th. The mystery bobblehead, there'll be no new bobbleheads in that mix. It'll be some old favorites, but there might be some surprises in there. And, again, that'll be on the 2nd. The bobbleheads will go to the first 500 fans, but the bobblehead trading post will be open all throughout the night. The 1-0 pitch to Caleb Hill is low for ball two. Again, Hill, a defensive replacement. 1-for-7 at the plate so far in the first two games with an RBI. And this pitch, he fouls it off his own right leg. Caleb out of UTSA, all-conference performer in Conference USA for the Roadrunners. Two balls and a strike. And Martinez delivers. And here's a grounder on to second to a knee. Ketterman knocks it down, picks it back up, throw it to first just in time. Took that one off the chest, but he scrambled to recover quickly and did so. Two away. That'll bring up Cooper Hex, the right fielder who doubled in the first inning. Since then, he has struck out and grounded out. It's one of the five spikes hits in the game. It was one of only two hits against Mahoning Valley starter Grant Umberger. Spikes have out-hit the Scrappers in the game, but they trail 2-1. And the pitch, a breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike one to Hext out of McNeese State. His college teammate Dalen Caraway slated to pitch tomorrow for the Spikes. The 0-1 swung on and missed. 0-2. Now Martinez back to the top of the hill. Gets the sign from Rivera and the pitch. That's outside a ball, 1-2. Both sides have made defensive changes, though the Scrappers were by necessity, or the lone defensive change they've had surrounding the mound. Matt Rivera came in after Dre Dirksen suffered an apparent injury in the seventh. And the 1-2 breaking ball bounces in, deflected by Rivera. Simply ball two, though. Nobody on with two outs. Grant Norris is on deck if Hex can extend the top of the eighth inning. And the pitch. And this one sent in the air, right field toward the corner. Holmes can't get to it. Bounces over his head all the way to the wall. Hex is around second. He's on his way to third. The cutoff throw is not in time. And Cooper Hex with a two-out triple. He sent that one at 100 miles an hour toward the corner and right. Holmes got turned around, could not find it. And Hex saw that Holmes was not going to be able to get to the ball quickly. So he had fought three as soon as he hit first base and made it. His second extra base hit of the night. And now the tying run is 90 feet away. And Grant Norris already has an RBI single to his credit this year. And Ron Mahey, the Mahoning Valley pitching coach, former big leaguer himself, is going to head out to the mound to have a chat with Jonathan Martinez and the entire Scrappers infield. Tim Battle coming over to chat with Grant Norris. Cooper Hex with that hustle. Big smile on his face. And Austin Ball comes up to him to give him high five and partake in this as well. So they huddle up on the foul side of the third base line while the meeting on the mound goes on. Six hits now in the game for the Spikes. Three of them came in the seventh inning when they tied it up on Austin Ball's RBI double after Grant Norris had reached on an infield single. Just a slow roller that hopped over the mound and sort of died on the grass, second base side. Ketterman charging in on it, could not handle it. So now the meeting on the mound is over. The huddle's broken up. Grant Norris in the right-handed box. Tying run at third. Two gone, top of the eighth, first pitch to Grant. And he puts down a bunt, third base side, coming over Sakata, throw to first in time. And Chang Yun Lee spikes the baseball as he heads off the field after gathering in that throw at first. Well, Tim Battle took a little risk trying to catch the Scrappers by surprise, but the 5-3 put out ends the top of the eighth. No runs, a hit, a runner left on base. 2-1 Mahoning Valley as we head to the bottom of the eighth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on
my lightning. Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power, or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes games have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lobrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, instead of Dalen Caraway getting the ball tomorrow for the Spikes, he's getting it right now in the bottom of the eighth inning. Caraway out of McNeese State University, a native of Houston, 24 years of age, 6 foot, 227 pounds, will make his debut for the Spikes. He'll be facing Zach Ketterman, Matt Rivera, and Changyun Lee, the 3-4-5 hitters, and try to keep this a 2-1 game, Mahoning Valley in front. Here in the bottom of the eighth, Leo Palacios went one inning on the mound. He allowed two hits, one run. It was earned. No walks and no strikeouts. And Palacios throwing a total of 20 pitches, 11 for strikes. But right now he's the pitcher of record in the game for the Spikes. And unless State College can come back, it would be Palacios taking the loss. But no other changes. The only man remaining on the bench for Tim Battle is Manny Jackson, who's been doing the catching in the bullpen tonight. And here is Zach Ketterman, 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch as well. 2-1 Mahoning Valley. The Spikes have out-hit the Scrappers 6-4. Well, here's Caraway's first pitch as the Spikes swung on and missed. 89 on the fastball, and it's 0-1. Count, and the pitch. And that is laced foul, first base side. But out of the way of everybody, thank goodness. 0-2. Here's the set by Caraway. And the 0-2. Fastball and a called strike three on the outer edge at 91 miles an hour. Dalen Caraway's first strikeout as a Spike. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Meanwhile, right-handed action in the Mahoning Valley bullpen, and it is A.J. Riddle who got the win Thursday night with three scoreless innings of middle relief. He'll be called upon to close this one out for the Scrappers. Matt Rivera, who checked into the game as the catcher in the seventh inning, up for the first time to the plate. Takes the slider low and away for a ball. Now Caraway going strictly from the stretch. The 1-0 pitch, fastball upstairs, ball two. So it is Spiegel catching for the Spikes. Ball at first, Pound at second. Nordis at short, Buford at third. Outfield is Jewell in left, Hill now in center, and Hexton right. Hill checking in last inning. Play center field. The 2-0 popped up foul behind home plate. This will reach the upper level of seats. And it's 2-1. So the only Spikes pitcher we've not seen yet is David Lee. And of course, he just arrived today. So in all likelihood, we will see him in action tomorrow. And of course, he was a closer at times for the Nittany Lions this year, so might be late in the game tomorrow. Three saves and 23 appearances for Penn State. 2-1 fastball up and in, and Rivera backs out of the way as the ball sails to the backstop. Three balls and a strike. I don't think that was a purpose pitch. That one got away from Dalen. Three balls, one strike. Set by Caraway. And the pitch. Upstairs, ball four. A one-out walk to Rivera. Now Chengyun Lee to the plate. Lee, 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. Spikes are back home for a Walking Taco Tuesday coming up, and then a Glizzy and Wine Wednesday as the Spikes take on the Frederick Keys at 6:35 p.m. Wednesday. Get half-price country store brand hot dogs all game long, then enjoy half-price Seven Mountains Wine Cellars wine from 5:30 to 7:30. Of course, that's for fans of age. Fans of age can also enjoy half-price Line and Kugel Summer Shandy Drafts from 5:30 to 7:30. All part of the Spikes return to Medler Field at Lebrano Park this coming week. Tickets for those games and all 23 home games in the second half home schedule available now at statecollegespikes.com. Now with Lee in the right-handed box. First pitch to him from Dalen Caraway, and that's a strike. Breaking ball over the inner half. 0-1 the count. And Lee backing up. Thought he'd come further inside, but broke across the plate. Now the 0-1. And this one is punched toward right field. Only a base hit. Playing deep on a no-doubles defense, and Lee just finds the hole. We saw that last inning with Drew Holderbach, who just punched a ball over a drawn-in infield, and that time Lee just pokes it in front of the outfield setback. First and second, one gone, and here's Isaac Williams now. The center fielder, 1 for 3 tonight. And Jared Brown now will come to the mound to have a chat with Dalen Caraway. Two runners on, one out. And the McNeese State right-hander facing Williams. And there is no action in the State College bullpen, so this is strictly to talk strategy, to talk maybe inspiration, you might say. And, of course, it's great to have Jared's son Beckham with us here. Beckham right now hanging out in the State College bullpen with a lot of the guys his dad tutors on a daily basis. So certainly getting an education, and he'll be playing to try to make a Team USA squad here soon as well. He's a tremendous young ball player, Beckham Brown. So, of course, great benefit for him to be around these young professionals. So the meeting on the mound is over. First and second, one gone. Caraway sets for his first delivery to Williams. And here it is. Ground to left side, taken by Buford. Throw to second for one. Pound on to first. In time, a 5-4-3 double play as the Spikes go around the horn for their second double play turned on the ground here in the second half. No runs from Mahoning Valley in the eighth. One hit, one runner left on. We go to the ninth. Last chance for the Spikes. Austin Ball, Cam Buford, Knox Preston due up. Here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Medler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Into the ninth inning here at Eastwood Field. The State College Spikes trailing 2-1 and now facing a new Mahoning Valley pitcher. It's righty A.J. Riddle, who on Thursday night threw three innings, did not allow a run, gave up just one hit, three strikeouts, 39 pitches, 25 for strikes. Riddle out of Dearborn Heights, Michigan. And Central Methodist University in Missouri. Prior action including time spent with the Billings Mustangs of the Pioneer League earlier this year, Battle Creek of the Northwoods League, but he is on to try and close this out for the Spikes. Or for the Scrappers, I should say. Austin Ball, though, trying to strike for the Spikes just as he did last time up when his RBI double to right center field tied the game. He takes ball one upstairs. Riddle going with a full windup and the 1-0 to Ball. Fastball outside, 2-0. Cam Buford on deck, knocks Preston, set to follow. And it is Preston on the top step of that dugout. The 2-0 to Ball. Fastball in tight, 3-0. Austin already with four RBIs, four extra base hits in this series. And the 3-0 fastball is low for ball four. And Riddle didn't want to deal with Austin Ball. But now the tying run is on for the Spikes, and Cam Buford is coming to the plate. Buford is 1-for-2 in this game. He grounded out in the second, singled in the fifth, walked in the seventh. Buford, of course, in the ninth inning last night, led off with a single. He shows bunt here, draws it back. Now, this is Tim Battle showing that everybody will have to bunt up from the top to the bottom of the order. He's trying to bring in the tying run here. Buford shows bunt again and fouls it off. 1-1. Well, get him on, get him over, get him in. That's what Tim Battle is saying right now with this move. One ball and one strike to Cam. Showing bunt, and he fouls it off again. It's 1-2. Well, he couldn't quite put it down, but now he'll swing away. He's pretty good at that as well. And Cam's going to call time and checking with Tim Battle, make sure what he wants. I think he wants Cam to swing away here on a 1-2 count. Ball leads. Quick throw to first. He dives back in. No tag applied by Lee. No changes surrounding the mound for Mahoning Valley defensively. Riddle from the stretch, the 1-2, and Buford sends this one in the air down the right field line, curving foul and tumbling out of play. Holmes came all the way to the tarp to chase after it, but ran out of real estate. Ball tumbled into the grass berm beyond the fence that is behind that tarp. Still 1-2 to Cam Buford. Spikes have out-hit the Scrappers tonight 6-5, but Mahoning Valley leads it. And the pitch, chop foul at the plate. Cam stays alive again. Mahoning Valley scoring a run in the third on Dre Dirksen's RBI single. Spikes tied it in the seventh on Ball's RBI double. But the Scrappers went back in front on Drew Holderbach's RBI single over the drawn-in infield in the bottom of the seventh. And the 1-2 pitch, and Buford lines this one toward right, but Holmes has a beat on it, makes the catch. Ball retreats to first, one away. And now Knox Preston will come up. And Preston.
Designated hitter number three.
Will step into the right-handed box. 1-for-3 on the night. A strikeout in the second. Grounded into a double play in the fifth. Singled in the seventh. That was the Spikes' best opportunity for the big inning. They had bases loaded. One out after Ball's RBI double. And the pitch to Preston, a strike. Breaking ball at the knees, 0-1. But a strikeout and a flyout ended those plans. Will Jewell is on deck. 0-1 to Knox, the pitch. Fastball outside, 1-1. Riddle has that sweeping motion. He was able to throw plenty of strikes on Thursday night. 39 pitches, 25 of them in the zone. And the 1-1, foul tip into the mitt, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ball leading off first. Riddle sets, delivers. That's fouled back to the screen. Preston got a piece. Still 1-2. And there is action in the State College bullpen just in case they need it in the ninth. Actually, David Lee is the man warming up. A throw to first, and ball is back safely. Now this may, he may be warming up for the bottom of the ninth inning. He may also just be getting some work in here, having just arrived to the club today. Spikes would love to find out which is the case as the 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. And the Spikes down to their final out as Will Jewell steps in. Jewell is 0-for-3 tonight. Lined out to the first baseman Lee in the second. Popped out to short in the fifth. Struck out looking in the seventh. So here it is, two outs, top of the ninth, Spikes down a run, ball the tying run leads off first. First pitch from Riddle, breaking ball outside, 1-0. Riddle gets the sign, the 1-0. And Jewell fouls this away, third base side, 1-1. Ball resumes his lead. The pitch to Jewell. Ground to right side, into right field, a base hit. Ball moves up to second, holds there. And now the go-ahead run is on. Still two outs, but Jewell keeps the Spikes in it. And now T.J. Pound, who came on as a pinch hitter in the seventh, and flying out to center on his first swing, will come up here. First and second, two down. We'll see if he attacks the first pitch here from Riddle or if he tries to wait him out a bit. Pound, who spent time at Incarnate Word, at Grayson, at Dallas College, Richland. Takes a breaking ball low, and after that curveball miss, Matt Rivera will trot out to the mound to have a chat with A.J. Riddle. Not sure if that was a cross-up or just a matter of changing up signs as a matter of routine with a runner on second. And defensive visit was charged, but I think it's inconsequential at this point. 2-1 the score, top of the ninth. The 1-0. And a swing and a miss. 87 miles an hour, cutting from the inner part of the plate to the outer part. One ball, one strike. The set, the pitch. And Pound fouls it away first base side. Spikes down to their last strike. Pound going to a knee, actually, following through on that swing. Now gets back up. Riddle went slider there. Here's the set. The 1-2. Fastball high and away. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Fastball low and away. 3-2. That was close. Trying for the lower outside corner, but missing. And now the count is full, two outs. The runners will be off here. The crowd rising in volume. And time is called. And T.J. Pound lets the air out of the balloon a little bit here. Calling time before Riddle can get set on the mound. Full count, two outs. Ball at second, Jewel at first. The set by Riddle. And a turn towards second. Riddle just trying to keep the runners honest here, but they're not being held on. Infield is back all the way around. Josh Spiegel awaits on deck. Runners go. The 3-2. Off the plate. Outside. Ball four. That did not miss by much. But Pound works the two-out walk, and now the bases are loaded. And Josh Spiegel at the plate. 0-for-3 so far tonight. He said it would take him probably a couple of games to get his timing back. Well, he's in his second game now in a big spot. And the pitch. Fastball and a strike. That one down in the zone with the fastball, and it's 0-1. The set, the pitch, that's foul back to the screen. Now it's 0-2. The ball is at third. If this one gets away, he can tie it up. Jewel at second, Pound at first. The 0-2 to Spiegel. Grounder left side, juggled by Sakata. Picks it up, everybody safe, and the game is tied. Austin Ball scores. Will Jewell moves up to third. T.J. Pound to second. It'll be the first error of the game for either side. And it gives the Spikes life here on the top of the ninth. We're tied at two. And now Caleb Hill, who checked in defensively in the seventh inning in center field, 0-for-1 at the plate. Chance to give the Spikes the lead. A left-handed hitter takes ball one low. 1-0 the count. And the crowd at Eastwood Field almost speechless after that error. The 1-0. Chopper up the middle, taken by the shortstop. Allgaier throw on the run, not in time. They've got the runner caught between third and home. The throw to the plate, not in time. Runners go to second and third. Two runs score, and the Spikes take a 4-2 lead. Things coming apart at the seams defensively for Mahoning Valley at the worst time. Hill will get credit for an infield single. And he moves to second. Spiegel to third. Jewel scores. Pound scores after getting held up between third and home. He beat the throw to the plate. And now Cooper hexed the batter already with a double and a triple tonight. Three runs for the Spikes in the ninth after the Scrappers open the door. And the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Here's the set by Riddle. The 0-1. Chopper foul, first base side, 0-2 to Hext. There's no error assessed on that play. That was a really difficult play for Allgaier to make to even get there. His throw to first just wasn't in time. It was a chopper up the middle. The Spikes aggressive on the base pass as Hex pulls this one foul down the first baseline. Still 0-2. Runners back to second and third. But the Spikes, after threatening with chances Thursday, Friday, and tonight, finally break through with a little bit of help. The error tied the game. The aggression on the base paths put them ahead. And now Riddle steps off the mound. And all of a sudden, he's the pitcher of record in the game, even though none of these runs will be earned. 0-2. And Hex fouls it off third base side. Meanwhile, on the other side for the Spikes, Dalen Carraway is now the pitcher of record for State College. We saw David Lee throwing earlier on, or at least on top of the mound in the Spikes bullpen. I don't know if it'll be him or if it'll be Carraway in the bottom of the ninth inning. But again, three-run ninth for the Spikes, 0-2 to Hex. He fouls it back again. This will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat. Well, the Spikes continued to battle. They got a break, and they took full advantage. Now the set by Riddle in the 0-2. That's outside. Breaking ball floats away. 1-2 to Hex. And now Riddle has thrown 35 pitches already in this inning. The 1-2. And Hex sends this one to right center field. This is going to drop in and score two. Spiegel scores. Hill right behind him. Cooper Hex with a two-run single, just a homer shy of the cycle. And the State College Spikes have left Eastwood Field in shock. Five runs here in the ninth inning, and they're not done yet. It's a 6-2 lead for State College. And Grant Norris is now the ninth batter of the inning. 1-for-4 with an infield single tonight. As Hex leads off first, the pitch fouled away behind home. Well, the Spikes scored five in the ninth two nights ago, but it was a 16-3 game at that point, and Mahoning Valley just trying to get three more outs and finish it off in front of a record crowd. The 0-1, that's a strike. Coming up looking to throw is Rivera. No movement by Hextoff first. And last night, the Spikes brought the tying run to the plate but could not get any closer than 5-2. But now five runs in the ninth here. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. Again, none of these runs will be earned runs for A.J. Riddle. They all come after the two-out error tied the game, and then a bouncer goes foul third base side. Tim Battle, makes a nice snag off the bouncer from Grant Norris, off the pitch from A.J. Riddle. But Hill with the infield single, allowing two more runs to score. Hext with a two-run single. He'll take off here on the 1-2, but the pitch swung on and missed strike three. But the State College Spikes, down to their last strike, come through with five two-out runs on three hits, one costly error, and one runner left on base. And now, with a 6-2 lead, the Spikes can close out their first victory of the second half right now on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lobrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the bottom of the ninth, and my, how this game has turned 180 degrees. In a pitcher's duel throughout, Mahoning Valley taking a 2-1 lead into the top of the ninth. But thanks to a two-out error allowing the Spikes to tie the game, what ends up being two RBIs on an infield single for Caleb Hill, a two-run single for Cooper Hex, and all of a sudden, State College leads it 6-2, and they have indeed called upon the former Penn State closer, David Lee, to finish off this one. This will not be a save situation for the Pittsburgh native, but Lee is on to get three outs and finish this one off. He's used to that. Three saves and 23 appearances for Penn State this year out of the bullpen. He was a two-way player at California University of Pennsylvania the 4 years prior to that, and he's got that big league pedigree. His father, David, spent 5 years in the big leagues himself, from 1999 to 2004 as a pitcher for the Rockies, the Padres, and the team then called the Cleveland Indians. So David Lee to finish it off for the Spikes, leading 6-2. Five unearned runs against A.J. Riddle, who right now stands to be the losing pitcher in this game. Dalen Carraway, who pitched the eighth inning, allowing one hit, one walk, but no runs, one strikeout, 11 pitches, seven of them strikes. He would be the winner if Lee can nail it down. Jake Sakata, the left-handed hitting third baseman, starts it off for the Scrappers. He'll be followed by Drew Holderbach and Raylan Holmes. And David Lee leans in for the sign. Just arrived to the club today, and here he is trying to finish off an improbable win. First pitch, fastball at 94, but down and in, ball one. Six runs, nine hits, no errors for State College. Two runs, five hits, and one big error for Mahoning Valley. The 1-0. Fastball's a strike on the outer half. And it's ironic, Josh Spiegel is the man catching David Lee. They're both Penn Staters, but they never played for the Nittany Lions at the same time. But now they get a chance as two Western PA guys to form the battery here in the ninth inning. And Lee steps off the slab briefly. He's going over the signs with Josh Spiegel. They didn't have to come together. And Lee steps off it. I don't think he can see what Josh is laying down for a signal there. And I think that's where the problem is. And, of course, now night has fallen. The skies have darkened above us, so the lights are all the vision you have. And with the lighting having changed now, it can be much harder to see a catcher trying to show a certain amount of fingers, but also trying to hide it from everybody else. And Spiegel, with his veteran ability, of course, he and David Lee, Jared Brown, likely a lot of trust in them to decide, okay, this is how we're going to attack. 1-1 pitch to Sakata. Fastball in tight, ball two. And just in case, there is another right-hander just starting to throw in the State College pen. Two balls and a strike. Lee delivers. Fastball low, 3-1. I mean, just getting started out there is Jacob Peden, and I think if it gets into the danger zone here, Peden might be called upon. Well, the Spikes with five runs in the ninth inning, 3-1 the count. Lee sets, delivers. Chopper foul at the plate, and it's 3-2. And credit to David Lee. He was ready to field his position there. He was jogging toward first, thinking that's where the ball would go. Back to the top of the hill. The set. And the 3-2. Fastball. Oh, just barely missed inside. It's ball four. So a leadoff walk for Sakata here in the bottom of the ninth. Now Drew Holderbach, the batter, the designated hitter, 1-for-2 with a walk. His RBI single in the seventh. Just punching it over, a drawn in infield. Looked to have given the Scrappers victory here. Put them ahead 2-1. Well, there won't be any placing it over a drawn in infield here. Middle infield is at double play depth. Set by Lee in the pitch. That loops in for a strike. Curveball that time, and it's 0-1. Tomorrow it's a 2.05 p.m. matinee matchup to finish off this four-game series. And here's the 0-1. Breaking ball for a strike on the inner half, 0-2. Holderbach hasn't offered yet. Righty on the mound, righty at the plate. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with another breaking ball. The first strikeout for David Lee with the State College Spikes. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Fit for Play offers fitness and rehabilitation that gets results. Our providers help to reduce or eliminate pain quickly so you can get back to your normal activities faster. Visit mountnittany.org/fitforplay. One gone in the bottom of the ninth, and here's Draylen Holmes, the right fielder, 0-for-3 so far. Sakata leading off first. And David Lee delivers. Fastball, or actually, that's a curveball again. He has been, that's four straight breaking balls in the zone. And it's an 0-1 count to Holmes. Again, you throw your breaking ball consistently for strikes here in the MLB Draft League, you will achieve results. 0-1. Goes breaking ball again. That's a strike at the knees. It's 0-2. And with David Lee, at times and during the collegiate season at Penn State, he had his high points. He had some dips, and with the dips were when he fell behind. But he's getting ahead of the hitters now. So the fastball is low, 1-2. He's gone 0-2 on Holderbach and Holmes. He had to fight back to get it full against Sakata. But now with a 1-2 count. The pitch. Swing and a miss on the curveball again. Back-to-back strikeouts for David Lee, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Parents trust Mount Nittany Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountnittany.org/pediatrics. And now it's the Scrappers down to their final out. The runner on first and two down. Jake Allgaier, the last hope from Mahoning Valley. The shortstop 0-for-3 with a walk. Sakata leading off first. And the pitch. High and away for a ball, 1-0. Well, Sakata, ironically, he made the error that opened the door for the Spikes in the top of the ninth, but he did start off this bottom of the ninth inning with a walk. He's done everything he can do, and now Tim Battle telling Austin Ball, back up. We want to play back all the way around. They're not going to hold Sakata on with a four-run lead and two outs. Sakata will take second, and the pitch inside gets to the backstop. I would tend to believe that'll be defensive indifference, but we'll see what the ruling is on that. I mean, Sakata was going, but the Spikes were essentially in the ninth inning. It's usually regarded as indifference in a four-run game. Nevertheless, it's a 2-0 count to Allgaier now with two outs, and I think the Spikes will let Sakata take third, too. Actually, it'd be ruled a wild pitch. Well, 2-0. That's low for a ball, 3-0. Here's the set, the pitch. That's ball four low on the curve, so Allgaier draws the walk. First and second, two down, and here's Blake McRae, the left fielder. Now, something that also has to be considered on a ruling of indifference is whether it's the defense is truly indifferent. I mean, Spiegel went back to retrieve the baseball. You might say that it wasn't quite indifference, but he was taken off before the pitch, too, so it really probably should either be a stolen base or indifference. Nevertheless, we're not going to hash it out here. We're not going to solve it here. Blake McRae's the batter. The important thing is the Spikes had two outs and one more, and they'll seal a victory. Their first of the second half, and the first pitch to McRae. Curveball for a strike on the outer edge. 0-1. McRae's 0-3 with a walk. He did score the first Mahoning Valley run back in the third. The 0-1. McRae pops it up, first base side. This will float into the seats. It's 0-2, and once again, the Scrappers down to their last strike. O-2 count. The pitch from Lee. Cue to the left side. Norris backhands. He'll have to throw to first. Not in time. It's an infield single. Well, the play was taking Norris to third, but Cicada was able to get a good jump, moving on contact with two outs, so he couldn't get the force there. Just had to try, and now the bases are loaded with two outs. Zach Ketterman's actually the tying run here. Tim Battle positioning the outfield. Jared Brown is going to take time and run almost out to the mound. He just wants a quick chat with David Lee here. Just wants to make him aware of the circumstances. And you can't pitch yourself into a save situation, but one more out. David Lee and the Spikes can celebrate their first win of the year. At least here in the second half. Jacob Peden, by the way, is still warming up. And I would think what is going on here is if somehow, some way, Mahoning Valley ties this game, Peden would get the overtime tiebreaker in it. But the Spikes certainly don't want to think about that right now, but something to consider in the greater story of this game. For David Lee, though, the assignment is simple. Get Zach Ketterman out. Ketterman 0-3. He's been hit by a pitch in the game. Lee set at the belt. The pitch. Called strike. Breaking ball over the outer edge. It's 0-1. Tomorrow a 2:05 game here. Between the Spikes and the Scrappers, State College would love to have the chance to even up this series at tomorrow's matchup. And the 0-1 in the air, left field coming in on it, making the running grab is Will Jewell, and the State College Spikes trailing with two outs in the top of the ninth, and probably score a 6-2 win over the Mahoning Valley Scrappers here at Eastwood Field tonight. We will wrap this crazy game up in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lobrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, it was a wild one tonight, especially late here at Eastwood Field. A pitcher's duel for much of the game, but the State College Spikes prevail by the score of 6-2. And the Spikes now with their first win of the second half of the MLB Draft League's 2024 season. The Scrappers, conversely, taking their first loss. And here's how it went. It was, again, a pitcher's duel to start the game. Grant Umberger of Mahoning Valley, through six scoreless innings, allowed just two hits, seven strikeouts, 75 pitches, 51 for strike. But Jeremy Neff pretty much matched him out there. Six innings for the Virginia Tech lefty, one run on two hits. He did walk four batters, but also struck out seven, hit a batter as well, 87 pitches, 52 strikes. However, Mahoning Valley took the lead in the eighth, in the third inning, I should say. Two-out walk to Blake McRae, and then Zach Ketterman hit by an 0-2 pitch, and that brought Dre Dirksen, the catcher, up. He was able to single to right field to give Mahoning Valley a 1-0 lead. They would hold on to that till the seventh. Austin Ball, however, came up after Grant Norris reached on a one-out infield single and sent a double to the right center field gap to bring Norris in and tie it up. Spikes threatened in that inning. Cam Buford walked. Knox Preston singled to load the bases. But Jonathan Martinez able to strike out Will Jewell, forced T.J. Pound then in the game as a pinch hitter to fly out. So 1-1 going to the bottom of the seventh, but Mahoning Valley came through again. Jake Sakata led off the inning with a double, advanced to third on a wild pitch, and then scored as Drew Holderbach punch one to right field, actually not even right field, just the back of the infield dirt, but the infield playing in with a runner on third and nobody out. So a 2-1 lead for Mahoning Valley, but Palacios would get the Spikes out of that inning. Then Dalen Carraway gave up a walk and a single, but forced an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play in the eighth, making it 2-1 Scrappers going to the ninth. Austin Ball led off the inning with a walk, but then Cam Buford, after attempting to put a sacrifice bunt down, flied out to right field. Knox Preston struck out, and the Spikes were down to their last out. Will Jewell, however, came through with a single to put runners at first and second. T.J. Pound walked on a 3-2 pitch, and the bases were loaded with two outs and Josh Spiegel coming to the plate. Spiegel, however, bounced one to third. Jake Succato was there but could not handle it. He juggled it. Everybody was safe. The game tied at two, and that opened the floodgates for the Spikes. Caleb Hill with an infield single up the middle ended up bringing in two runs, Jewell scoring, and then Pound, after being caught in a quick rundown between third and home, able to dash home. That made it 4-2 in favor of the Spikes, and then Cooper Hex brought in two more runs with his single to left center field. And so that made it 6-2 State College, and David Lee came on in the bottom of the ninth inning and gave up a leadoff walk to Sakata, two quick strikeouts, then a walk to Jake Allgaier, infield single to Blake McRae. But Lee, even though it was not a save situation, finished off the game, forcing Zach Ketterman to fly out to left field. And that was the end of it. The Spikes with a 6-2 win over the Scrappers in surprising fashion. But the comeback comes through. The second time in this series they've scored five runs in the ninth. But this time it was in a one-run game rather than a double-digit margin. And it ended up giving the Spikes their first win of the second half of the season. Final game totals. State College, 6 runs on 9 hits, no errors, 6 runners left on base. Mahoning Valley, 2 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, 1 big error, and 10 runners left on base. Dalen Carraway ends up being the winning pitcher in this one. He pitched a scoreless eighth. He is now 1-0 as a Spike, and A.J. Riddle takes the loss after earning the victory in the first game of this second half on Thursday with 3 scoreless innings of middle relief. He still hasn't allowed an earned run, but 5 runs against him, none of them earned, all unearned. In 1 inning, 3 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. He's now 1-1 as a Scrapper. Time of the game, 2 hours and 48 minutes, in front of 2,788 fans here at Eastwood Field tonight. Well, we wrap up this second half opening series, a 4-game set with a 2:05 p.m. matchup tomorrow afternoon. I'll be along with you at 1:50 for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. There's a variety of heroes to talk to, so we'll hope to chat with one of the Spikes prior to the game. And, of course, that will be the final game of this series, then a trip home, an off day on the schedule Monday, and then the Spikes are back home Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Festivus in July, Christmas in July on tap, but so are Walking Taco Tuesday, Glizzy and Wine Wednesday, and then Thursday, it's a 12:05 p.m. start, the only scheduled day game of the 2024 home slate for the Spikes. 12:05 p.m. Come on out and join us. It's still a Thirsty Thursday. $1 12-ounce select beers, $2 12-ounce craft beers from 11 to 1 for the 12:05 game. It's Dollar Beer Day at Thirsty Thursday, and it's Super Splash Day as we turn the Kid Zone into the Splash Zone. There'll be an Undyne Fire Company fire truck, a dunk tank, much, much more, all part of the fun. Thursday, 12:05 p.m., Thursday afternoon. Make your plans to join us. And don't forget, Paint the Park Pink Night, presented by Mount Nittany Health, and Scout Night coming up next Saturday, the 27th as well. Tickets for all those games, as well as each of the 23 home games remaining on the Spikes 2024 home schedule, available now at statecollegespikes.com. And, hey, Barbie's just wrapping up here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. If you're listening on your way back out of the ballpark, a reminder that the ticket office will be open on Monday as well, either in person or by phone at 814-272-1711. It'll be open 9 to 5 Monday and then 9 a.m. to the end of the games Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So get your tickets. Do not miss out. Make sure you get the best seats in the house for some great, great events coming up. 6 fireworks shows, 2 bobblehead giveaways, and so much more fun all on tap in the State College Spikes 2024 season. The final tonight, State College 6, Mahoning Valley 2. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 1:50 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.